All those in and around Eretz Yisrael. So continuing on in Hilchos Brichos HaPeres, and we are up to Siv Zayin. I just shared on the chat a link to a share the Rav gave. I watched so far about three quarters of it. Speaks a lot about the Kavanas and the importance of Brachos and some other halachas. So hopefully the second part of the share doesn't contradict anything we say over here. But if it does, at least we'll know the right thing to do. Siv Zayin, tomorrow. So you have dates, Shema'achem Bayad, you crush them by hand. But also, Issa, you made sort of like a dough. Anybody who's ever crushed dates, they become very like clumpy and they clump together into like a ball. But Hoytzimahem Garinehem, you took out their seeds, otherwise it would be tough to eat. Apilahachi, Loinishtanis Berchasan. So Mechaber said that even though you crush them, they still remain in their bracha. Now, this is a very important halacha. We'll have to see. How does this play a role in various different situations? Mavarach alayim bar priyates, and therefore you keep it with a bar priyates. Ul basoif bracha me'achas me'en sholosh, you make the alayates at the end. Let's see, Mishabur, shem yachem yad yasa perish, avshan is terastik al yaday lagamri, even though it's completely crushed, apil hachem mavarachem bar priyates, still it's a bar priyates. Mishum de keva nadayon mimashan kayim, their essence still is in existence. Shayach levarach alayim barach priyates, therefore, it is still considered a bar priya eight. But then le'inyan priya dama, when it comes to kagoyin erd apple potatoes, shemiyach and you mash them va'asan ki isa and you made it into like a dough-like substance. It is still a bar priya eight. Now we'll just pause over here for a second. We have to understand that over here we're talking about we took a fruit or a vegetable. And we mashed it, but the actual, what it is still there. The mamashis is still over there. So, you know, one of the things that this halacha is based off of, is based off this halacha, comes to cornflakes. Cornflakes are made from corn. And sometimes it's made from corn where it's ground up and then reconstituted into corn. And sometimes it is actually made, so the Kellogg's is actually pieces of corn that is somehow or another glued together into cornflakes. That would be a bari priya dama. From what I understand, the kosher brands of cornflakes is really more made from corn flour that is mixed with some ingredients, liquid of some sort, and then reconstituted into cornflakes. That would not, that's not the, that you don't have the mamashis anymore, and that would be a shahakal. Similarly, famous one, we all know, potato chips versus Pringles, right? So potato chips is a hadama, it is still the potato. Versus Pringles is ground up into something that is no longer, that looks like or feels like or acts like a potato, and then it's reconstituted into creating a chip, that would be a shahakal. Okay? Now, says the Rama. By the way, potato starch was similarly, on Pesach, we generally make a shahakal from stuff that you make out of potato starch because they don't look like or feel like potatoes, and they were completely changed from their original substance, even the original object, even though it was originally potatoes. So that's similarly to that. Says Rima, Ulafize, hu adin, that would be the same halacha, biladverin hanikra pavidla. Okay, so what is bladverin that's nikra pavidla? So he explains that it's basically jam. Okay, so according to this, says the Rima, that jam should also be mevarchal and bar priates. However, v'yashayim levarchar shahakel. That those who say you should make a shahakel, but toiv lachesh lechatchila levarch shahakel, it's better to make shahakel. Avol im berach bar priates yotza. But if you made a bar priates yotza kichein near ikka, because that would seem to be the ikka bracha. So now we have to understand over here. So the Rama comes along, goes ahead. We have mashed figs. He now brings the halacha over his first shita. That if I took jam, jam means I took cherries, is what was common over there, and you mash them, and you ground them up, and you likely you mix them with sugar and other things, and you probably cook them as well, it would still be, says the coin to the first sheet, it's the same like the smashed up dates. The Yeshayimim say, no, make a shahakal, but the reason make a shahakal, because it's a suffix. And since it's a suffix, it's better to make a shahakal. But if you would make a eitz, you would be yoitza as well. So now, is the Yesh Aimrim arguing on the dates also, or only arguing, or is there a difference between dates and jam, right? So we have the mass dates versus jelly, right? And we in the jelly, we have a yeshayim that says make a shahako. But are they also arguing on the dates or not? Let's see the Mishnah Berurah. So hanikra pavdila, she'oisim yigudgani yoisu sharminim, it's made from cherries or other type of berries. She'maitziyin garinayim, we take out the seed, u'mavashlam oisam, we cook them, atchem numoicha, until they completely liquefy legamri and they completely and it becomes this jam. Yeshem levarachem shakel. V'zeh nechluk achrayim. So there's a machlokes achrayim over here. Yesh v'hem shasayim that yeshem loy pliga kiyum apavdila. There are those who say that the yeshem is only arguing on the jam case, but on the date case, which is just mashed up dates, everyone agrees that it remains a eitz. Mishum shenimuche legamri. It's completely dissolved, but like nikud tzuras and klal, it doesn't look like its original form at all versus the dates. Abu b'dinah mechaber the mayor b'tmarin shen tzurasku. We're talking about dates that you mashed up. Shen nikud tara and tzuras and afkish misrasku legamri. Even though you mashed them up completely, they still look and feel like dates. Might be the mevarach bar preitz that everyone agrees you make a bar preitz. That's one shita. The yesh mancher sayim that those who hold the yesh shem and polig al gam adinah mechaber. There are those who argue that say that the Yeshayim is arguing the Mechaber too. Usvilu they came in the Saratskal and Gamim Varuch Shehakel. Since they were completely mashed, they become a Shehakel. Ludina ain't afkamina mazay. Says Lamaisa, there's no difference. The af in name of the Yeshayim and Polygalat Marim Shenisrasku, even if you're going to say that the second Sheet in the Ramah argues on the Mechaber on the dates also. Mikol Makam La Locha came like a Datha Mechaber, the Hechet Shema Moshan came like Nishtanis Bechotzim. So here the Mishaburu tells us rule number one. When the actual mamushes of the original fruit, even though it's mashed up, remains, right? So you took an apple and you mashed it up. You took dates and you mashed it up. It remains at eight. But rak bepavdila, she'ibet kol tzurasa. It's completely lost its entire tzura of, and now this is very difficult to say. And when is it, and Piskei Tshuva brings it down. He says, ibet tzura. What's ibet tzura? What's not ibet tzura, right? So we're going to have to ask by each kind of food. Like nikar klau mahi. We don't know. It doesn't look at all like what the original thing was. So according to the Mishnah Berurah, is telling us, mashed up fruit as is remains her eitz. Jam, which means I went ahead and I boiled it and I cooked it and I mixed it with sugar and I ground it up completely to the point that it doesn't look like the original thing at all, shahakel. The bracha is yoytz akol al akav the avid because lemaisa with the shahakel yoytz everything. Now comes the problem. Achen leinim bracha achrayna. What about the bracha achrayna? So you decide to sit down and take a spoon and eat a jar of jam, right? So, of course, if your jam is being put on a cracker, the jam is a tuffel. But you decided you're eating jam as jam. Ein etze isrami linin dvar of shum shivas aminim, right? We'd have a problem. If it's from the shivas aminim, it is a simon reich chesiv yud gimel, the bichas by the fashas ain't a peteris man sholish. The loy man sholish peteris by the fashas rabbis. So you can't switch the bracha achrayna. The shahakol, since I have a problem over here, is it a shahakol aids? So the shahakol have a solution. But when it comes to bracha achrayna, loy shiach agam pri mishivas aminim agam davish b'chasim by the fashas rabbis. So the only way I can solve it is eat a shivas aminim and eat something that's a burn of fashas. Lift a gam azem a mother shiach. So you put yourself in the position. You have to make both. The main line, nearly Shiyuchal of Arach Man Shalish, says the Mishnah Berurah that if you don't have a choice, you decided to eat a jar of pomegranate jam, right? You should make a bracha achrayna, main shalish, not a bar in the fush. It's a chay mashal hashavah, the types of ikadin, because it creates that the ikadin, the bracha is a bar creates. Okay? Now, he says, Lavarach Shahako, let's finish his room, we'll go into some other stuff over here. Okay. Mine ogris vi gidis umalinis, these are types of berries. We go ahead and we squeeze them, and then we mix it with honey and sugar. And they lose its entire appearance of the original berry. If you use whatever the eitz or the adama that it regularly is, you also yotze. Yotze. He says that you'd be yotze with the shahakol. I'm sorry, if you made her eitz, you'd be yotze. He says if most of the fruit, right? So let's say all, whatever this jam is, nobody eats it regular. I don't think we have so shayach as man as that. If strawberry jam, people eat strawberry. If raspberry jam, there are people eat raspberries. It's kind of some sort of cucumber, v'chein ingber. Kushari, besamim, shechukim, she'ochlim, and tzuka, we mix it with sugar, mevachim, bar, pidoma, ve'ayin, lekamas, ve'rechkes. So yeah, the last thing he's saying is, if that's the purpose it's grown, is in order to do this, then you are going to be able to make, then you make the bracha that it is made for. Now, here is an interesting shaila. So we said like this, we have this jam. The jam is a suffik if it's a shahakal, a suffik if it's a eitz. So the Ramah said, make a shahakal, and then you will go ahead and you will make a ha'eitz. So here's an interesting question that's brought down the Paiskim. I have this jam, whatever it is, and I decide I'm eating it as the ikar, and therefore I have to make a bracha on it. So I have two choices. And besides that, I have an apple, right? So do I go ahead, make a eitz on the apple, and this way, remember, the Ramah told us that if I would make a eitz on the jam, I would be yoitza, because really it's a suffix. Maybe it's a eitz. Really, the Ramah seems to say that the ikar bracha should be eitz, but since we're not sure, you make a shahakal, because shahakal's yoitza either way. So if I have an apple, so I have a perfect solution. Make the eitz on the apple. And now I don't have, and have in mind that you want to take care of this jam-like substance as well. And therefore, I solved all my problems. I made the eitz, and therefore, and some of the place can hold that that's what you should do. That if you can, don't put yourself in this problem. Make yourself an eitz on a piece of fruit. And this way, and have in mind you want to be yoitza the brach on the jam. And this way, you solved all your problems. However, there are those who say, I don't like it. This from the Shevet HaLevi. He says that Lamaisa, the Ha'etz, the Ramah told us is b'di'evet, because we pass in the Allah, you should make a shahakal on it. So since the Ha'etz is a b'di'evet, by me going ahead and taking an apple and having a mind to be yotza, I'm l'chatchila going in to do the b'di'evet. Says the Shevet HaLevi, that's not the wrong thing, that's not the right thing to do. He says, Adarabba, make the shahakal first to do the l'chatchila bracha, and then make the Ha'etz on the apple. He says, by eating the apple, you're putting yourself in the position to dafka do it as a ha'etz. So that's just an interesting shiloh that comes up. Lamaisa, on jam, we make a, if you were eating the jam alone, you would make a, sometimes people mix it with other stuff that are also shahakal, but it might be the ikr. It would be a shahakal. He does bring down over here also popcorn, although some want to argue that popcorn is avet surasai. Right, it doesn't look like corn anymore. However, since it is the ikar thing, and he says there are many that usually the kernels that are used for popcorn are a specific type of corn that is specifically grown to make popcorn. So therefore, that is its ikar use. Moshe Feinstein says that on popcorn you make a bira pri hadama. You do not make a shahakol on popcorn. Another thing he brings down over here, shoe leather is definitely shahako, because the way you make that shoe leather is, the shoe leather has nothing to do, even though it might taste like it, but it has nothing to do with the original thing. You basically take it, you completely smash it, you make it into a liquid, you heat it up, you make it into liquid, and you pour it out into a thin layer, and then it, when it, once it, once it cools off, it turns into this type of shoe leather that we eat, that is definitely a shahakal. They say, for those of you who like halva, it's also, which is sesame seeds, but those are ground up completely and then formed into this paste-like substance that makes up the halva. If you like halva, it is, seems to be a shahakal as well. Not a bar pir adama. Once again, it's completely avat surasai. It doesn't look at all like the original thing. Okay, we will stop over here, and in Mitzvah Hashem, we will continue on Monday with Seif Ches.